Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Thanking God for being here once more again in this beautiful day. Sun is shining and it's real chilly. Feeling good today, you all. But it's promised to go up to about 80 today here. Yes, we don't know how it's going to work out, but you know, whatever way it is, it's all right with me. And it should be all right with you wherever you are and whatever you're going through weather-wise. We pray that the weather is pleasant enough that you don't be in any danger, okay? Because we love you, we really do. And we want to know, do you love us? Why don't you give us a call and let us know at 347-857-3925. We would love to hear your sweet voice. Yes, we would. And we thank God for you, you and you, being there on the other end. Yes, just we want a little personal touch from you. You know, you can write us or send us donations to help with the Thanksgiving baskets for some needy people. You know, and all the engineer give you the address. Bless God to do that today. You stay tuned and hear the address, the post office box, and all. And we would be so thankful that you help us if you can. Now, if you can't, well, you know, that's okay anyway. You know, we still love you. You don't stop loving you because you can't. Or won't, you know, whichever comes first. Praise God. But we thank God for you. I thank God for you, you, and you. You know, it does my heart good to know that you're on the other end. Yes, it does. And right here, you know, we're going to say a little prayer. Now, if we don't call your name, that's because you didn't get your name in. You didn't give us a call and let us know who you wanted us to pray for and what, unknown or whatever the case may be, but we'd like to have your name there to pray for you. Pardon me, on a continual basis. And right now we're going to let our own sister Diane pray for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord Father. We're just thanking you for this day, Lord Father. Father God, as we come before you, Lord Father God, holding, Lord Father God, each and every name, Lord Father God, before you, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father God, to touch the every needs right now, Lord Father. Father God, today we pray for Damon Thomas right now, Lord Father. Praying for guidance for him right now, Lord Father God, making right decisions, Lord Father God, and drawing near to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch his mind and touch his heart right now, Lord Father, and we're thanking you. Father God, we pray for Gary Dunkley right now, Lord Father God. Touch, Lord Father God, from the crown of his head, Lord Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord Father. Touch that body and that mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for continually, Lord Father God, touching Raymond Jr., Lord Father, and Zoe Rose right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to keep them in your arms right now. We continue thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just working it out for their little bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, continue to touch their parents right now, Lord. Father God, give them, Lord, Father God, the continual strength, Lord, Father God, that they need, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask that you touch Andre right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch his eyes right now, Lord, Father God. Touch his mind right now, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thanking you, Lord, Father God, for just having your way, Lord. Father God, we hold to you, Lord, Father God, Patrice Felix right now, Lord, Father. Touch her from the crown of her head, Lord, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord, Father. Let her continue, Lord, Father God, to cry out to you, Lord, Father. For we know that nothing is too hard, Lord, Father God, for you, Lord, Father. Father God, we even thank you, Lord, Father God, for our listeners, Lord, Father God, that is on the line right now, Lord, Father, even listen at a later date right now, Lord, Father. Touch them, Lord, Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for supplying all their needs, Lord, Father God, working whatever it is out for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, give them that smile today on their face right now, Lord, Father God, because they know, Lord, Father God, that you love them, Lord, Father God. If they have doubts about anyone, Lord, Father God, we know that you do. So bless their homes, Lord. Continue, Lord, Father God, to keep them encouraged right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father God, to pray for this nation, Lord, Father. Father God, as I speak right now, Lord, Father God, I ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease my apostle right now, Lord, Father God, as she get ready, Lord, Father God, to do your will, Lord, Father. Keep her covered, Lord, Father God, under the blood right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Lord, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord. We even plead the blood of Jesus over this airways going through right now, Lord, Father. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free, Lord, Father God, with your word, Lord, Father. Let your anointing saturate, Lord, Father God, this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the prayer coming from Sister Diane today. We thank God for it. I just want to add one thing. We want to pray for all those that are plagued about with diabetes today, each one that is plagued with that, and we praying that God will heal you completely, show you, give you the directions of how to avoid it also, in the name of Jesus. And today, Father, we send the word to all those that are plagued by from the north, south, east, and the west with diabetes right now, in the name of Jesus, that disease would dry up from the root and never come back again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, I was just thinking about that, how so many is, and more are coming. And it may have something to do with how we eat today, what we eat. Let me give you a word today. A wholesome sense of humor shines the light of joy into life's darkest corners. A wholesome sense of humor shines the light of joy into life's darkest corner. Oh, hallelujah. Is there a light that done went out in your life? I hope not today. That is the light is on, you know. I trust the light is on at your house. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. This is no time to be in darkness. This is no time to be in darkness today. And we thank God for it. We thank God for Deacon Mike being in here with us today. Yes, we thank God for him being right here with us, you know. And we thank God for you being there. Isn't that wonderful to know? Today is a beautiful day after what shall we say, the wicked one's day. Okay, the day where everybody decides to make up in some way and look like something else. Everybody want to look like something else, but what they are or who they are. And it makes me know that they don't know who they are. So they want to pretend to be somebody else, have an alter ego. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, you know. I don't need an alter ego. My alter ego is Jesus, you know, and that's the one I take for my alter ego today. It's who I want to be like, okay? I definitely want to be like him. I'm working on it every day. Are you working on yours? I trust that you are working on yours today. But, you know, when you think about it, how we is called supposed to be Christ-like, we realm on to celebrate the devil. Now, yeah, I'm messing with your Halloween, you know. I'm just messing with your Halloween now, you know, because it's like, let me put it to you this way. I know I'm going to get some static on this, but it's like you talk about people in the Catholic Church, you talk about the Pope and everybody and all that stuff, by how it's not a God. But yet you walk around with that little hat on, a staff in your hand, and you all dressed up like them. And it ain't even Halloween, you see. So somehow, maybe I'm confused, because it's very confusing to people today. This is things like that in Halloween, and we say we Christ-like, and we out here got the devil face on in every way, dressing our children up like that, like this, and all. And yet you say you Christ-like. Now, don't you believe that that's a little confusing? Mm-hmm. And one, you're opening a door for something else worse. Mm-hmm. You're opening a door for these evil spirits. They enjoy when you celebrate. See, now they mad when we celebrate Christmas and celebrate Christ's birth and his resurrection. People get mad. The devil get actually mad and trying to do what? Which he's doing a good job, because the people that's supposed to be God's people are allowing these things to happen. You see, they are trying to make sure we don't worship God anymore, and they're saying this is not right. We want to get rid of the radio and the TV and all of this. All they have to do is change channels. They don't have to listen if they don't like you. If I don't like the devil's mess, I'm not putting on no costume around here celebrating Halloween.
Come on, man.
I'm making a choice here. Hmm? Because I'm of Christ, right? You of Christ, why are you around there allowing them to be, you know, I know all the candy is good, and somebody said, well, the children ain't worshiping the devil, but they eating just want the candy. Yeah, they want the candy, but what door are they opening to their spiritual life as a child? Think about that. You're imparting this thing upon your child because you think it's cute. I don't think it's cute. They run around looking like the devil. You know, stuff like that. And some playing that part, too. They can play the part well. Of course they can. You know, because they full of it. That's why they can play the part well. And now you say, you talking about me, I don't know you. I don't know what kind of costume you got on. I don't know what kind you had on. I don't even know what kind you got on now. All I'm saying is what I observe with everybody. You observe churches that they're supposed to be red hot with the anointing, and yet the anointing don't tell them about worshiping these idols. Hmm? They don't, you worshiping Freddy Krueger, whatever his name is. you worshiping Chucky. All these here movies that's out as grostic, you're worshiping. What do you think God is saying? My people just, I thought they had it, they ain't got it. Now, you can see. Lord, have you say I'm meddling? Yes, I'm meddling. Amen. All the money that you spent on decorating your house for Halloween, to celebrate the devil, and the devil just looking there laughing at you. Say, see, I told you they weren't nothing. I told you they ain't had nothing. I told you, God, I got them. See? And you and what do you think it is? What you think it is? You know, now you know there's some devilish people out there, and they gonna be mad. But they don't have to get mad, you know. In the first place, you know, people think about people. Look at the world of people today, huh? We had freedom. Notice what I say. We had freedom. But you know, the devil, all he got to do is stand back. He don't need to really do nothing but stand back and let you destroy yourself. Okay? You destroy yourself because I don't want nobody to tell me nothing. Leave me alone. And don't tell me what to do. See? And as soon as you tell them what to do, that's when they do the opposite. You tell them that you need to serve God. You need to give God all your time and everything. As soon as you tell them that, then they want to play with the devil. Then they want to go to church, want to play with the devil, had the Saturday night Halloween bash or something out there. And then on Sunday, you want to go out and cast the devil out. Now, what is you going to do here? You sounds confusing. And you wonder why the church world is in this condition it is in, because we are getting this thing all mixed up and doing, well, you know, what the world is doing. This is what we're doing, what the world is doing. They tell you they ain't no Christ and they ain't no Jesus, and you believe it. And all your life, your mama done raised you up to believe in God, and you get up some where you can make your own choice, so now you don't believe it. So you didn't believe it all the time, did you? You just listened to it because that was your mama. Now, think about that. See, you just doing what? Having a fake out at your house. You just telling your mama or your daddy that they lying. Because I don't believe it. This is what you saying. Now, you ain't said it right out at work, because you know they'd slap your teeth out. But you know you saying these things. You doing these things. And you're destroying the fabrics of salvation that was America's signature. See? We're destroying it by all these other things like we're doing, because we want to be accepted by the world. We want some big shot that got plenty of money and don't have no Jesus. We want something to come up and say, oh, you're doing a great job. I'm going to give you $1 million. Now, that's what you want. So, therefore, you'll take down just to get it. It ain't worth going to hell for. I'm here to tell you, it ain't worth it. You hear me? It ain't worth it. My. Well, let me read you some scripture. I'm going to go through some scripture, which should give you a little light. Okay, we're going to talk about it somewhat. First John, let's see where I'm going to start. It's so good. I get to read it. It's just so good. So good. All right, I'm going to start with the fifth verse here. First John, the second chapter. First John, the second chapter. Fifth verse. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Now, that's how to gain knowledge of you and God in you. He that said he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Do you get it? All right, I'm trying to get you a little groundwork here, who you are, and all. That's what I want you to know today. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. That's all. See, people going to talk about this old-fashioned, that old-fashioned, and you need to get with the new. There's no age limit on the word of God, okay? It's the same. He said, I am the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. Did you get the picture? Okay. He said, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Now, if you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, isn't some light supposed to come? You ever saying, I'm in the new now. Oh, yes, I don't believe in the old. Oh, no. Well, the old, you were in darkness. Now, if you're in the new, that means now you're walking in the light. Are you not? Come on now. Now, if you're walking in the light, something ought to come on it, don't you think? My. And he that said he is in the light and hate his brother is in darkness even until now. You still in darkness. If you hating on anybody, I don't care what they done to you or not done to you, because today people can hate you and you ain't did nothing to them. You don't even know them, you see, and they can hate. But, you know, they walking in darkness. They still in the past. They still, in the old commandment, so to speak, in darkness. For the light came. All right, we going on. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. See, the person that love his brother and want to do good to his brothers and sisters, that mean also too, they walking in the light, and they ain't going to stumble, see, because they got something to guide them. Do you? You gonna let the world keep you in the darkness? And always serving the world and doing what the world, because you want to copy at what the world do? You figure you'll be accepted? Does acceptance mean that much to you that you want to do what the world say do? And as we did our Bible study last night, we were talking about how Paul and those apostles of old, they stood on what they believed. And when they seen offenses to the gospel, offenses to the word of God, they jumped right in, spoke against it. They got locked up now. I know you don't want to get locked up. You don't want no discomfort, so you keep your mouth shut and you go along with the world. You want to act like the world, dress like the world, be the world, and be Christ too. Now, you can't be both of them. Okay, you're going to have to love one and hate the other. All right? That's what you're going to have to do. And he say, but he that hate his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness. Now, that hate you got, you need to get rid of it. All right, I don't care what nationality the person is, you may hate. Let me tell you, this is going to blow your little mind. You can't even hate that crazy man that run into them people in New York. Now, that's a thing that you're going to say, oh, Lord, I'm going to need help there. And I know we need help there, because our first impression is to hate, want to do something violent to them. See, that's our first That's first thing come to my mind. You know that's what first thing come. Don't tell me you didn't. It didn't come to my mind. It didn't cross my mind. I love the brother. No, but you said in your mind, I can kill him.
Okay.
See, to doing something like that. You know, you see stuff like in the man in Las Vegas, same thing. All these men. Look how, let me show you, for instance, how hate runs. Huh? The law called, what's that man name? What's his name? O.J. Everybody's still hating the man. The man done spent his time in jail and everything for whatever he done, whether he did it or not. It's not for you to judge. You leave it alone. But you are hating on the man because he out. You don't know what he said to God while he was in jail. Do you see what I'm saying? And God be done forgave a person, and you still be hating on people. Now, you don't make sense now, do you? Hmm? Come on now. See, you still playing that worldly game. Hmm? And what the mayor of Florida or the governor, somebody in Florida say, one of them big wigs say, I don't want him in my state. How you going to tell people you don't want? There's a whole lot of pedophile people that done worse than him in your state. And you ain't got rid of them probably in your house. And you don't even know it. See? All these here things. We have so much hatred in us. Is it because the man black? Or is it because you think he did some the gross crime? Huh? You don't know even much why you hate him so. You just can't believe him with all his this and all his that, and he ought to take this from him. Y'all did the same thing to Bill Cosby. Now here we go, another man and another color done worse than him. You done took everything. He done give schools money. Suppose he go and ask you for his millions he gave you back. Since you done take everything from him because of whatever sin he done. What he done? Hmm? See? Now, what did the Bible say? He without sin cast the first stone. Now, y'all done throw stones at him. Now, you going to throw some at this man? Is you going to throw some at your president? Hmm? Are you going to throw some at him? See, we get all mixed up in trying to please people. Huh? And then we going to judge somebody else for what they do. Huh? You tell me the devil ain't mixed up in that. Hmm? And you want to serve him. Talking about Halloween. I'm having a Halloween party for the kids so they don't be on the street. Huh? And all of that. Well, they might as well be on the street because they in there still serving the devil.
Still doing the same thing.
See? And you going to have them so hypo they going to go out in the street and do something dumb because he got all that sugar in him. See? And we still making a mess. I know you don't want to hear it, but you know that's all right. Maybe something will happen, you say, and you'll change things, huh? Because he said you walk in darkness and know not whither he go. You don't know where you're going because that darkness had blinded your eyes. Now, this is what the Bible says. The darkness doesn't blind your eyes. You can't see. All you see is it making the kids happy. Well, they can be happily going to hell. You helping them go to hell. See? Because you opening up the door to them for spirits to enter in by dressing them like these old ungodly figures. And you too. It shows where your mind is. You want to, in the thing on TV say The Walking Dead? So you go buy a costume of The Walking Dead. So now you become The Walking Dead. See? And Jude put it, say, twice dead, plucked up by the root. That's what Jude, the book of Jude said. So is that you today? I am just trying to get you out of serving the world and serving the devil and all his toys that he got out there. And you want to play with him. He played for keeps. Did you hear me? The devil played for keeps. He ain't giving back nothing. He gonna keep going because he was created to do what? Kill, steal, and to destroy. That's his M.O. And he sticks to it. He don't be from it. You see, you do. Why is it the Christ people just got to get out of Christ and do what the world do? They ain't doing what Jesus do. They trying to destroy everything that Jesus represents. Gonna take when they took the Ten Commandments out of the courtroom. You know what you're looking for there. Everything in there is crooked.
Jesus.
See? You got the high ones crooked, the low ones crooked, everything crooked. The ones supposed to protect you crooked. Everything crooked. And you talking about the criminal. Who is the criminal? It's the darkness that's the criminal. Do you get it? The darkness that they represent is the criminal here. And it's causing them to do ungodly things. You get it? Your eyes blind. Do you get it? See? Your eyes blind. Now, instead of you defeating Satan, Satan is defeating you. Did you get the picture? Did you see? And he said, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Now, he forgave you of your sins. Now, why you want to go back to doing? All I want to know is why you going back to doing. Come on now. Think about it. Now, let's run over here to the third chapter right now. I could go on and on with that one, but we just going to run around a little bit in the first John. Now we in the third chapter of 1 John, and we're at the 8th verse. Say, he that committed sin is of the devil. Now I didn't say that. It's in the book. Get your book and read it. For the devil sinneth from what? The beginning. Now this Bible say the devil sinneth from the beginning. From the beginning. From the beginning. He wasn't created no angel to do right. The Bible say he sent it from the beginning. Hello. I didn't say that. Didn't that's what I just read? All right. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, do you see why you believe in Christ? You believe in Christ who is the light of the world? Huh? Do you see why you're supposed to be walking in Christ? Did we not tell you as he walked for you to walk too? In the light, not in darkness, because he had destroyed the works of the devil. That's what he came from. You know, we always say it and hear the preachers say, he came, he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Now, that's three different things that he's taken from the devil. And you allow yourself to succumb to all of them. Death, hell, and the devil, and the grave, I mean. You allow yourself to succumb to these things because when you read scripture, you find out that what he did, he gave you power over all the power of the enemy. Now, if the devil came to kill, steal, and to destroy, he gave you power over all of that, the destruction, the thievery, the killing. He gave you power over that. Do you get the picture? You'll get it in a minute. All right. Now, when he come to destroy it, what do you think that is? He say, go on out there and put these spirits back in you, bring them on back, and bring back about 10 more with you, you know. And you're worse than you was in the beginning. And you don't realize that I found this out about the people in the churches. They're not looking. They're not looking, really looking at the scripture. They look at what they want to look at to apply it to their life, what they want to do. They want to do wrong, so what do? They find a scripture so they can do wrong and feel like this is what it's saying. But you are manipulating the scriptures and causing it to be what you want it to be instead of what God had written it to be. Do you get the picture? You'll get it in a little while. Now, what does it say? Whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, that's a pretty heavy scripture because it said, whosoever is born of God. That means true birth. Not just the surface thing to make people feel good for the moment. But when you are truly born of God, you're not going to commit any sin, not the knowing sins. You're not going to do any knowing sins, and you're not going to go along with the world about the things in the world. You're going to turn from all of that because the Holy Ghost is going to let you know it's wrong. Do you get the picture? You'll get it after a while. Hallelujah, anyway. Then it say, in this the children of God are manifest. See, this is how you know of the children of God. This is how you know. And the children of the devil, both of them is showing up here. Now we see the children of the devil because they are worshiping devilish things. Doing devilish things. It's all right to do this, and it's all right that men with men, women with women, and with dogs, cats, horses, and roaches, and all that stuff, you know, with everything. See? Their mind is warped. It's not a God-like mind. Why would you want to follow them? Then tell me one thing. Everything in the movie you want to follow. Because you admire, worship, you idolize the people that's portraying these parts in the movies. See, you're idolizing them, not knowing what kind of life they live outside of that. They could be the devil incarnated, and you still, oh, that's my favorite actor. Oh, that's my, you know what? I stopped saying by preachers, that's my favorite preacher. I stopped saying it because a lot of them is living ungodly lives. They're not living up to the word that's in the book that they preach about, teach about. And let me tell you, those are the ones get a whole lot of money. All the people just empty their whole bank account, pocketbooks, and everything else to them type of people. But to the people that's speaking the truth, they can't get 50 cents out of them. What they talking about, you just want to get money for the, and you ain't. Hey, they don't even know you can't hardly pay your rent or your car payment because they so busy looking at the 50 cent they gave. But they'll go down the street to Crooked Charlie and give them their whole bank account. See, the world take care of its own, don't it? But what about the church world? Why can't you take care of your own? You'd rather have someone speak a lie to you than tell you the truth. Well, I know how that works. You know? They'll say, well, they crazy. That ain't true. That ain't true. Well, it's right here in the Bible. It's right here. You're walking in darkness. We just read it to you. You're not in the light, and it tells you how to know whether you're in the light or not. Whoever's born of God do not commit sin. You're not going to go over there and worship no idols. You're not going to participate with Satan and his Halloween. You know that's the devil's work. Why you want to go in there? I mean, then you're going to put on the devil's suit. With a red suit with horns and a tail. That ain't the devil. Do you get the picture? You don't know him when he come in at you. And all this beautiful, and he always have something wrapped up pretty. Always. Did you know that? He always got something wrapped up. But let me tell you. If the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy, and he done destroyed many kingdoms, did you hear me? Many kingdoms he has destroyed. Yeah. And he's trying his best to do what? Destroy you and your children and your children's children. He's trying to destroy everything that you have. Do you hear? And you know, I was looking up, and this word destroy implies something come unglued. Think about that. Something come unglued. How many people done come unglued because they want to participate with the world and all the beautiful, look like fun-loving things that they desire to do? Even cheat on their spouse. I throw that in. People do all kind of things because they feel that that's what they want to do. So don't tell me what to do. Leave me alone. This is what they say to you. You ain't my judge. No, I'm not your judge, but this word here is your judge. Hatred. Think about that. I'm getting to that. All right, let me read on this. In this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Did you say doeth not righteousness is what? Not of God. Now, isn't that plain? Neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, you got twofold there. You ain't of God, and if you don't love your brother, you still ain't of God. Because it's right to love your brother than your sister. No matter what you think or what somebody say, you still supposed to love them. I know some people are hard to love, you know, but you know what? You fight through that and say, God, help me love this person as you love them. Talk to him. Pray. Ask him. Do you get the picture here? Don't say, well, I just don't love them. You know they're not lovable. Some people just not lovable. Okay? But you still got to love them. What did it just read? Didn't we just read that? Whosoever do not righteousness is not of God. If you don't do righteousness, you're not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. See? You ain't of God. It's plainly spoken here. You're not of God. Now you can say, but you don't understand. But they did this. But somebody said they said. See what you say? Somebody said. Why are you taking the somebody's word? Go to the horse and find out for yourself. Ask them what they said. I did do that one time. I did do it. I ain't going to lie to you. It bothered me for a month or so. And when I ran into the person, I said, I'd like to ask you something, if I may, pardon me. And they said, yeah, go ahead. I said, did you say so-and-so and so about me? What? What? They didn't never say they didn't. They just say, I know who told you that. I know who said that. So that told me that they said it. Do you see? All I did was ask them, did they? They didn't say, didn't they not? I guess they said they ain't going to lie, too. No. So you have to respect the person kind of when they don't want to lie. and they'll do it another way, say it another way. You have to respect that person for trying anyway. You see what I'm saying? But it still don't make me hating them. You understand? What people do don't make me hate them. I still love them. Because hate ain't nothing but evilness. And it's not of God. Do you hear? You can say but all you want to. You see? Now read on. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Didn't we read that before? We told you by loving from the beginning, huh? Not as Cain, listen what he comparing with, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. You dislike church people. That's why you want to destroy the church. You want to destroy the word of the living God because of what? You don't understand what it's all about. You're not righteous, so you want them to be unrighteous just like you. You want them to do the same thing to you that you do to them. You know that payback, revenge, and all that stuff you want to do. You get the picture? That's what you want to do, ain't it? Come on now. You know that's what you want to do. Right. Because his own works was evil, so he disliked it him. Was that a jealous spirit too? How he doing so right? I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You didn't weigh your stuff what you were doing, did you? Come on. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. See, now, there's no promise that the world's not going to hate you. So why you want to do what they do, trying to make them love you? You can't make nobody love you. Do you understand that? If they don't love you, they have a problem. See, they are going to have to seek God for themselves, all right? Because of the hate that they have. Every one of those racist people running all over hating black people, Indian people, Jewish people, they hate. They don't even, that thing they hate themselves because they don't even know who they are. Do you get the picture? See? You can't change that. All you can do is pray for them, say, God, you handle it. He said, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That you ain't got no other course but to abide in death. That's where it's going to be. Whoso hate his brother is a murderer. And yet know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. I believe if you repent, okay? Here perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, we know you ain't going to do that, don't you? Very few people, very few. You know, I ain't going to say you can count them on one hand. You can take two fingers and crown on that. Use them two fingers. Because you ain't going to hardly lay down your life for your family, less than on your friends. Now, we know that. But this is what he says here. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus. Think about it now. What you doing? All I can say is, why are you letting Satan defeat you? Turn the light on. Run them cockroaches out. You know how it went. If you're in a place where there's nothing full of roaches, as soon as you cut that light on, them bad boys get to running, don't they? They get to running every which way. You ain't tried to swat them. You ain't tried to do nothing. All they was afraid of was what? The light. Okay? Now that devil, that roach, is trying to destroy you, so turn the light on. Turn the light on. Come on now, turn it on right now. Talk to God. Say, God, I'm turning the light on right now, because I want them to flee. They're going to get unglued to my house right now. They getting out of my life because I'm destroying them by the light. Huh? Come on, talk to them now. Talk to them devils. Hmm? If you've been doing it, you say today, I'm stopped doing it. I'm stopping right now. I'm turning the light on. And Satan got to take a flight. Come on. Come on, do it now. That power's in you to do it. It's your choice. Hmm? All right? It's your choice to do that. God gave you that choice. All right? Now, open up the door and sweep them all out. Sweep them out right now. Do it. Hmm? Mm. That's what you do. Well, now, praise God. You know what he said in John 8th chapter? He said the truth makes you free, woman. Huh? It's the truth you know that's going to make you free. The truth by itself ain't going to make you free, but the truth that you know will make you free. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank God. All right. Thank
you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that of Apostle Porter, that analogy with them cockroaches. You know, I've seen them plenty of times before. You know, so it's something else. Now, listen, you got them stubborn rats that if you turn the light on, they just going to look at you. Okay? So think about them. Okay? So you got them devils that ain't going to run from the light. You got to really attack them. You understand? So we got to look at all these things. You got them. You got the scary devils, and you got them strong-willed devils. So we got to deal. We got to deal with all types. You know. So we got to do that. And I was looking at as Apostle was going, I was looking at 2 John, and it says in the 9th. It says in the. Let me start with the 8th verse. It says, "Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Verse 9 say, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he have both the Father and the Son." So we got to understand that we need to come to the fold of all these things, and we got to deal with all these things. And as Apostle was in 1 John, I looked at the 21st verse, and it says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Mm-hmm. Amen. And it's not talking about the as per se little children. He's talking about all of us. Mm-hmm. We are his children.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's talking about all of us keep away from these idols. Yeah, and you know, and idols can be a whole lot of stuff that we cherish, that we look at all the time. Think about that. As Apostle was saying, think about all these stars we consider idol. Think about ball players, youngsters and grown-ups think as idols. You can't look at another man and think of another man as an idol.
No, you can't.
You can't hold them up on that pedestal. You can't put them where God's supposed to be. You can't put man or woman where God's supposed to be. And I think we were talking about that last night, because all that is idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand what we're doing. And like Apostle was talking about, these people and their alter egos, that they want to show their alter egos on Halloween. Most of the time, that's deep down in them. Now, let me just tell you like it is. Grown folks ain't got no business out there talking about they dressing for Halloween. They don't. Yeah, whatever. Them, they're disgusting. But we need to understand that what these people are out there doing is they're representing evil things. You know, forget the evil things. Now, if you're going to have a costume party, why not dress up as characters of the Bible? That's because that's not going to get no attention. It ain't gross enough. You know, the thing about it is it ain't gross enough. It's not exciting enough to people. But it's not supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be exciting when you change your life. It's supposed to be exciting when you give your life to Christ and you get that light that's in to come on inside you. Then it gets exciting because it's going to be exciting because you're going to be fighting with the devil to stay that way. You know, because it's easy to get get salvation, but you got to fight to keep it, because the devil's going to attack you because he wants you to come back. He wants you to come back in the darkness. Now, if he got to tackle you by the feet and drag you in, that's what he's going to do. Whatever necessary is what he's going to do to you, because he wants you back. He already got the other sinners. Now you done left his party. He wants you to come back to his party. See, a lot of us are foolish and go back. You know, all that work we did to get out is easy to get back in. But all we got to do is repent of our sins, because some people do make a mistake. Repent. It's simple as that. Repent. You know, the thing about it is just repent. Get over it. Repent. Forgive yourself. See, the problem is a lot of people don't want to forgive themselves. See, God forgive you, but you don't want to forgive yourself. So, therefore, you're going to stay in darkness. You're going to keep on. Some people let pride get in the way. You know, they don't want to concede that they made a mistake. They don't want to let people know they made a mistake. They're going to put on the good face, and they're going to have that pride. See, pride will kill you or get you killed, however you want to look at it. But, see, the thing is, we need to understand where we stand in the Lord, where we stand in the Spirit of God. How do we partake in the Bible? Let's put you that way. If the Bible is true, why are we out there doing sinful things? Why is the church world doing sinful things? Why is the church world trying to suck up to the world? Because that's all they're doing. They're trying to suck up to the world. Let's not suck up to the world. Let's let the world suck up to us. See, that's the thing. We need to do things in the order of God. We need to do things in what we need to do. And verse 10 says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, that's deep. Think about what that word is and what that word means. Don't you sit there and wish nobody evil, talking about Godspeed. Oh, no. That means you partaker with them. That's what the book say. Think about it. That's what the book say. We didn't write that. I didn't just spit that out. That's what the book reads. Now, we need to understand where we're at and where we stand and what we do. What's the rules of engagement? Let's look at it that way. Let's think about all these things that we need to do and think about what we need to accomplish in the Lord ourselves to get us into the kingdom. That's where it lies. Here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, if you get mad, as I always had my apostles say, get glad. After a while, you will. So you know what? Take heed to the word. Take heed to the word, I tell you. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, earlier in the broadcast, you heard Apostle Porter talk about the Thanksgiving Drive. You know, you can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. Know that no donation is too small or too great, and let God have his way with you. You can also visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. At 31325 CL 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CL 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. So come on and fellowship with us. Every Friday night we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have.
Let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go and
I let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
he's the only one with the answer.
Let go,
yes, let God,
let God,
he can handle it all.